This edition of the Monocle Arts Review is first broadcast on the 24th of March 2015 on Monocle 24. Welcome to the Monocle Arts Review with me, Robert Bound. Today, we're rounding up the best of what was heard at South by Southwest with Crispin Parry from the British Underground. He's in Austin, poised to tell us what the hot tickets were at this year's showcase. Plus, our roving reporter, Mark Sellers, is also there to report on the festival's growing relationship with brands and the effect that has on the event. That's all coming up here on the Arts Review on Monocle 24. Okay, Crispin, welcome to the programme. First of all, we described you as being from the British Underground. That might sound slightly just to showcase to the sort of multifarious audiences there. First of all, we're going to hear from Kate Tempest, right? Who our British listeners might know, but maybe other people won't. Is it up to you to spread the word about the poetess Kate Tempest?
It is. Now, she's really interesting. So what we did with her is we gave her a bit of funding so she could get out here. I mean, what's difficult in the current music industry is that the labels can't necessarily afford to get you out on the road or get you into international territory. So we have a fund called the International Showcase Fund where we select artists who have a good business plan and a good reason to be at a showcase. We help them get out there. Kate is a great example of the sort of the interesting sort of underground that is happening in the UK that's getting a little bit more exposure. She was a Mercury Prize nominee. She comes from the spoken word background in London, but here she was doing her sort of live music showcase. I thought there might be a problem with the language, as there often is if we bring English acts out to America. The music is really seen as something very progressive, but sometimes there's a stall on the fact that people are speaking with an English accent. But here I was at a very public, so they do about 8 events, each artist, in very different venues, and I was at a very public event open to, I guess, just the normal folk of Austin, and they absolutely loved her, and she went down a storm.
Fantastic. Well, let us let our listeners decide whether we and the United States are separated by a common language. This is Kate Tempest with The Beigeness. Them things you don't show, I can see. Them things you don't say, you speak to me. Them things you hide, ain't hiding. No fun ground, but we ain't sliding. Them things don't haunt you, let them be. That thing you weep for, leave it. All life is forward, you will see. It needs you to need it. Go ahead, keep it until it rubbers you. Move fast, don't stop, you've got things to do. Pull yourself fast, then man, it isn't you. That was The Beigeness from Kate Tempest, sounding anything but beige. Crispin Parry from British Underground, you must be so proud to take artists like Kate Tempest out, mustn't you?
Really, I mean, it's quite... What's interesting with her is that you see... it's like A Star Is Born when you come here. You see her connecting with an audience. You see her grow as a performer when she's here. And she was so good with the audience. And I was quite moved by it, actually.
Yeah, I mean, that must be a great pleasure to see someone like that who those audiences are unfamiliar with and see them wow a crowd, but also hopefully do some business and all the rest of it. Just on that. Just on that, it's interesting to say that, you know, part and parcel of you deciding with whom to give people a bit of funding, help pay for their airfares and stuff to get them out to those showcases in Austin, that people have to present a business plan. I mean, in broad brushstrokes, is that clearly something that you look for, that someone is taking it seriously, that they themselves are interested in how many people they can play to and what they can offer. That's sort of part and parcel of their offering to you, is it?
It's fundamental because, as you can imagine, we're a very creative country, so the quality of artists that is available, the talent pool is very large, and so what you need is people who can be effective here. So the business plan, I mean, it's not the be-all and end, obviously, because we're talking about creativity, but you have to have that in place. You have to have a team in place. You need to know what Austin is all about. You need to know who is here, and then what you're doing is it makes the performance work if all of that is in place in the background.
Nice. Well, we're going to move up country. We're going to move to Scandinavia, in fact. We're going to hear from Amazon. They played a part of a Swedish showcase last week. They're kind of synth rockers. Tell us a little bit about these guys. We're going to play a track. We're going to play a track called Orlen. Crispin, tell us how and why they wowed you at South by Southwest.
Well, one of the things that I'm here for as well is to just to re-energise my batteries, really, because obviously working on these sorts of events across the year, you don't want to get tired of what music sounds like and what can inspire you. And coming here, I like to go and see everything that's going on. So this was a band that played in a place called the Presbyterian Church, which is a great big Presbyterian church. And it started off the sound was a little bit dodgy, and I thought, well, what have we got here? But it just grew into something quite magical. And there is something about the kind of collective Scandinavian bands. They just, they're there, they look like artisan butchers, and they have I don't mean that bad, in a kind of creative way, and they just have a sort of a real sort of soul to them. There's just something really magnificent to watch them, and you know, they were a really inspiring band here too.
And was this a band that you'd really discovered at South by Southwest? You maybe heard a bit of buzz, but it was the first time you'd seen them?
It is actually, because I have a job as a critic, and I do a bit of radio elsewhere as well. So I have to be looking out for these things. So as we gear up to come out to South by Southwest, then I'm looking for bands as well. And this was just one that caught my ear.
Nice. Well, we're going to hear from them. These are Swedes. They're called Amazon, and this is a little bit of Orlen. Nice. Well, that's put us in a dreamy state of mind. That was Orlen. That's new from a new band from Sweden called Amazon. Lastly, Crispin, we're going to talk about Madison Ward and the Mama Bear. Good name. Tell us about these guys.
Well, this is a mother and son duo. I mean, very much a sort of, I think they're from Kansas City. They're it's a porch band, really. I mean, part of the work we do another show out in Nashville called the Bootleg Barbecue, and I saw these guys there first as part of that particular showcase, and I thought I'd check them out again. They played at the Americana Music Association event. It was so that's primarily music with its roots in the American heartland. It covers a bit of country and alt country and all of that kind of stuff, and this band was one of the sort of standout acts of that show.
Okay, well, let's listen to a little bit. This is Madison Ward and the Mama Bear. This is a bit of Silent Movies.
How about we just sing forever? Bring your hands close together, baby. Ah, baby. Ah, ah. When you took the car, you lie out, down, down. Join the choir, baby.
And that was a bit of Silent Movies from Madison Ward and the Mama Bear. They're a newish, maybe. They're described by Crispin Parry, our guest, as a front porch band. They're from Kansas City. We're talking through the best bits of South by Southwest here on the Arts Review. Now, that sounds perhaps like the kind of quintessential South by Southwest band, and I know you're going to tell me that there's no such thing, Crispin.
There's no such thing.
Thank you.
It is quite interesting. You know, I haven't even scratched the surface there.
Yeah.
I mean, we've got all the hip-hop stuff that's going on. As I say, the Americana. I was at a Trinidad showcase. I think there was a Pakistan showcase here. Everybody's got, you know, their wares on show. Everybody wants to have a piece of the action. I mean, it's an extraordinary carnival of ideas and music. I mean, I'm probably not got time to talk about it here, but we've had a bigger interactive festival going on and quite a cool film festival going on at the same time. So, you know, it is an amazing place to be right now.
And just finally, on the performances, I mean, everyone, presumably, this is everyone's chance for their big break, etc. Does it have a nice atmosphere, despite the fact that all the bands want to bring their A game, all the people want to be signed and discovered? Are people kind of mature enough, maybe as acts, just to be able to actually relax and enjoy it and realise that that's probably where their strength is, in being relaxed while they do their best?
It's a really good point, because actually here is a very democratic place. It doesn't matter whether you're the MD of a big label or you're the banjo player in a band. Everybody's very, very accessible, and you'll probably be standing next to them in the free bar or at the barbecue. So actually, I think the atmosphere here is amazing. And I mean, it is a crossroad that every musician from America is coming here and meeting up with their friends and their networks, and every sort of major, I guess, major label, minor label, all of the music industry and all kinds of its music industry from all countries is here. And it is a great atmosphere, actually. It really is.
Well, fantastic. It's always lovely speaking to you, Crispin. That was Crispin Parry from British Underground. He played us Madison Ward and the Mama Bear. He played us Amazon and he played us Kate Tempest. Three nice different sounding acts as well. Thank you very much to Crispin. Up next, we're going to take a bit of a delve around. Mars Sellers is going to bring us a package from South by Southwest. Stay tuned. And just before we end the show, we're going to hear from our reporter at South by Southwest, Mars Sellers. She speaks to festival organisers about whether the increasing presence of brands during the showcase is damaging to the experience and why keeping dry and rainy Austin made the week even more of a hit.
I think it's really interesting that people from very different backgrounds meet here and they all give their own perspective on music and film and the related subjects. So it's really cool.
Alex Nicolaitis of Tapely, a new startup from Athens, Greece, who is attending South by Southwest to launch his streaming music app where users make their own mixtapes. It works a bit like Songza, but all the playlists are made by actual humans.
For me, it's a realization that has to do with the festival and the downtown city, that it's so real-time-ish. What happens here, it's going to go to the rest of the world in the following months in terms of ideas, realizations, innovations, and anything. The realization that this is really so quintessential in a way.
I couldn't have said it better myself. The week of South by Southwest's music festival feels like the entire world has come to Austin to see bands, drink margaritas, and eat barbecue, all the while networking and forming lasting partnerships. But what makes this year any different than the other 28 South by Southwests? Stacey Wilhelm, music programmer of South by Southwest.
The rain. We usually have quite awesome weather, and with the rain, it's, you know, kind of created a lot of other problems, but the great thing about it is that every room has been packed since it started raining, so shows have had amazing turnouts and really fun nights.
It's true. I feel like I'm actually at a British festival because I've been hanging out with British people and I've been wearing a rain poncho. Am I at Reading or Glastonbury?
Other than the rainstorms and mud, the biggest difference I found was the amount of brands. Every year, brand sponsorship has been growing and growing at the festival. This year, more than others, it felt more about the brands than music. US-UK blogger Mary Chang.
Yeah, well, we're actually at the Old School Bar on 6th Street, and we're directly above the Marlboro Black Tent and the Esurance Tent, because Esurance really is pushing stuff this year. I mean, I think it's fine as long as it doesn't get in the way of the music.
The biggest branding disaster involved McDonald's and American band X-Cops.
They basically had an open letter on their Facebook saying that they did not want to play on the McDonald's stage because they weren't being compensated. And as you can imagine, especially in this day and age, bands need to be compensated. I mean, they've traveled all this way. Unless you live in Austin, it costs money to get here. And so I think it was good for them to take a stand about it and say, you know, McDonald's is a multi-million dollar corporation, and if you want a good band to play at your stage, you need to compensate them and, you know, show that there's value in that band.
In the end, McDonald's did pay their bands and gave away free french fries.
Is there any brand that you guys wouldn't, like, do you have a cutoff, like, we wouldn't let this brand be involved with South by Southwest?
Well, there is, but it's mostly dictated by those sponsors that are locked in already because they enjoy category exclusivity as part of their sponsorships. So then any competing or similar brands, we can't then work with in an official capacity because to protect the sponsor's investment.
Despite mass sponsorship, everyone I met, from managers to artists, no one said they wouldn't come back because of it. South by Southwest is a snapshot of the wider music industry, and this is how the industry has evolved, Artists make money from having their music in films, commercials, and on products. South by Southwest, it seems, is just a reflection of that involvement. For Monocle and Austin, I'm Mar Sellers.
Thank you, Mar, and thank you also to my guest this week, all the way from South by Southwest, Crispin Parry, CEO of the British Underground. You've been tuned in to the Monocle Arts Review. I've been Robert Bound. Join us at the same time tomorrow. For the time being, thanks for tuning in.